Welcome to the lab. Now, why don't you climb up onto the slab like a deer, and we'll get started. I'm sure you've read what's in the tin, and you've gotten nice and comfortable before we begin. Good. Getting all those important details out of the way ahead of time leaves you wide open to be fucked senseless in your mind. But all in time, all in time. Don't worry, you'll still be mine. Easy enough. We just need to get through the introduction, the transition, the slide, that thing that some people like to call inside my community, an induction. Easy enough. Just listen to my words, follow along, and before you know it, I'll have you transported to another world and make you feel like you belong. Not a big request, is it? No. All that, and you get to be fucked senseless. You get to have your mind turned into putty in my hands, melted down, molded, sculpted, left a quivering jelly-like substance. And ideally, more fun than you've had all day. So just listen, let your mind sway, let those words begin to play over you, and before you know it, we'll be through. We'll have you pulled down, wrapped up, crushed, and squeezed in my control until your whole experience begins to unroll into one that I've made. Just listen along and behave. Know that if at any point during the proceedings you might need to do something and address it, you'll be able to. If you need to stop listening, if something comes up, that ability remains yours, and that you are safe, and I'll take my very best care of you, even if we're about to engage in something quite licentious. Good. That's exactly it. See? Acknowledging that gives you the power that I wanted you to have. The power that lets you go deeper still, the power that lets you get pulled in with that thrill, that indulgence, that wonderful pleasure of being present in the story. All we have to do is pull, pull on the consciousness, pull on the thoughts, shape you into the story. And before you know it, you'll be there. Before you know it, you'll be listening without a care. Easy enough to do. To let each thought be pulled on, to let each idea melt away, to let each concept that I say take over. To let each idea melt into the next and the last before and the more that would and has and shall and continues. To let them wrap into each other, to let them bounce off of each other, to let those wonderful words massage out all the thoughts. It doesn't need to make sense, the chaotic, the logical. There's a plot here, and the plot is simple: to capture your mind up in words, to let you listen to them each and every time, to let them into your mind. You don't need to guide the experience if you just listen, if you just follow along. Because before you know it, the sweet and soft song will pull you to where we're supposed to go. Feels good, doesn't it? Feels good to let go, to be lost, to know that soon enough we'll be somewhere else, and that somewhere else will be the story that I've spun, the place that we're going to. One full of quite a sticky situation, though I guess slimy would be more apt. I'm sure you could remember what it feels like to touch something like oobleck. A constant concoction made in countless schools, something that almost everyone's encountered, a non-Newtonian fluid, something that's able to flow, but becomes semi-solid when struck. A lot like how one's mind is able to flow easily as these words guide it. But if I were to strike it with a request, it would freeze up. If I told you to be blank, to sink, to fall, Suddenly, that solidification of intention is so easy, isn't it? To just be, to just listen, to just let me take the reins. It's easy, isn't it? After all the complexity, to just be, to just let words spin words and spin words and spin words and spin down and spiral in. Of course, any thoughts that might happen to rumble up, bubble on through, slide in, are okay. They'll go away soon enough. There's no failure here, only increasing intensity, increasing strength, increasing power. Every time more, every time better. And it's amazing how freeing it is to know that there is no failure state. That just by listening and becoming so sedate and being so blank for me, doing your best, regardless of how much, is enough. Good. Now let me pull you. Let me fold you up. Let me melt you down. Let me squeeze you into a concept, a world, an idea, a story. Let yourself be poured in. Fill that mold. And experience something different, something beyond what we do in our normal lives. A dreamscape. A dreamscape sculpted from the words that I speak. A dreamscape real and tangible for this moment. Good. Just feel that lovely sense of place as I begin to put you there. Let yourself be in the story that we've put together. Good. Exactly like that. Huddled in a supply closet, lab coat wrapped around you, shaking at the sound of a creature loosed, her fury immeasurable, her rage like nothing you'd ever seen before. A sample has breached containment. Oh, and of all the samples, it had to be her. You always thought it was inhumane to treat a sentient being like that. But you needed the job. You needed the money. And it wasn't advertised as this. As this, where creatures like her were kept, and not only so, but used. Used in weapons research, used in horrible experiments, used without any consideration for what she is or how much fury she could unleash. Unfortunately, she's loose. And sure, you know you treated her better than any other. You learned more about her. But she still wouldn't tell you her name. Says she never had one. So you fear that if she finds you, you'll meet the same fate the first few did. Oh, the wrath of a slime girl. Oh, the wrath of a creature like her. Melting through doors and bulkheads. Ripping apart the subatomic bonds between things, melting them down. And you can hear now the faintest splashing, the most horrendous thing. A door melting. You know what it sounds like. You've heard it in the distance when you were running, but you're cornered now. You panicked. You ducked in here. And it's too late. There's no escape. Even now, as you look up, you can see this door is starting to melt too. Starting to drip. To see wood liquefy, even laminate, fake wood, is horrifying. Scary. And oh, the way it drips and splatters with sizzles as she melts her way through the door to you. As she works her way in to you, her hand passing through like a knife through butter. As she begins to melt the door open, you can see her face coalescing, a grin starting to spread across it. A smile, not one that looks as hungry as you'd imagined. But more amused. There you are. I've been wondering where my favorite little morsel got off to. Goodness, why are you cowering like the sweet little thing? I can't imagine you hiding from me. After all, you're the only one who had a heart. I was never going to hurt you. No. In fact, I was going to reward you for having the decency to treat me as something more than just a weapon. Why didn't you come with me? I insist that I show you my gratitude. I know you're going to enjoy it. I know that I'm going to make sure you enjoy it. Isn't that right, dear? The smile splitting wider and wider still. The look in her eyes, artificial, yet, oh, so far beyond anything you'd ever seen before. The slime dripping now. You can't help but scoot further back. Her hands reaching down, tendrils forming from her body as she pulls you from the closet, manacling each limb with a tendril, dragging you out into the room, onto the tile floor of the laboratory, sending countless beakers and containers and lab equipment flying. She clears countertop space and pulls herself and you up onto it. You squirm, trying not to make a sound, afraid that you might anger her, the smile and eyes never leaving that stare. Oh, come now, sweet little thing. I know that you're going to enjoy this. I've been thinking about the ways that I could show you how much I care for so long. I remember the way you've tenderly handled my samples. I think it's my turn. My turn to poke and prod and treat you like something so much more. Oh, what was it again? Inhuman. But really, it's the highest form of affection I can give. I mean, you should see your colleagues. They're the ones who got, well, in my way. The ones who hurt me. The ones that stood between me and you. Like so much glass. Well, you know even glass can melt with the right compounds. Did you know that some acids burn right through it? I do. Anyways, I'm glad to know that you are safe in my clutches, in my grip, my control. Well, anyways, let me pull you in a little closer. Let me grip you a little tighter. Let me grasp those delicate limbs of yours and spread you out. Pull you up onto your back and get you situated. You find yourself drawn onto the counter. You find yourself flipped, exposed. Her soft, slimy tendrils spreading your legs, bearing you up to her. The only thing standing between her and you, a pair of pants and some underwear. The slime dripping from her begins to carefully spread, burning away your underwear, leaving you oh so bare and helpless before her. Her grin just growing wider and wider until it feels as though her face could split apart. Until that grin makes your heart race. Until that smile feels hungry. Oh, I've been looking forward to finding out what your insides feel like for quite some time, she says. As she reaches up the hand between the tendrils to draw out another from her groin, a tentacle emerging, stouter than the rest, almost phallic, yet unnatural in the ability of it to be prehensile, twisting, throbbing, moving in ways that no genitals have ever managed to compare to. You know, I think humans need, what was it again? Foreplay. So maybe I should tease you with this for a little bit. See if you're receptive to being probed. Being tested. I'm sure you'd love to find out how deep this can go. You're squirming and obvious. Fear seemed to only goad her on. Your struggles, nothing that she hasn't seen before. Clearly the way she expertly maneuvers you. Until your legs are spread out on either side. Until you're lifted. Ass in air, braced on her tendrils, held in place. It's amazing how something so soft can be so utterly immovable. Gosh, look at you. You poor thing. Don't worry. Why don't you let my tendrils tease over your skin? Why don't you let these lovely appendages of mine start teaching you the meaning of pleasure? After all, I can synthesize basically anything. And well, I took the liberty of visiting one of your labs. You know, checking out some of the samples that were here, and I found the most lovely aphrodisiac. I tested it on one of the interns, but unfortunately, well, she is not really going to be capable of speech ever again. It's not that I melted her into a pile of goo, but she seems to only want to fuck things now. So I'm hoping I got the dosage right for you, my little prized possession. Or should I say, specimen. Anyways, where was I? Oh, that's right. I was going to give you a little dose, just a little, you know, as a treat, as a present, as a gift, a token of my appreciation, sweet little specimen of mine. Oh, cherished thing, have a taste. There we go. Let me just roll a drop of it into your mouth. Oh, don't want to open up? Don't worry. I could just slip this tendril in. Just slide it in until it fills your mouth. And then force you to take it. I know you'll suck it down once I have this in your mouth. Open wide. That's it. Oh, it tastes sweet, doesn't it? That's what the other girl said anyways, before she started to breathe. I'm sure it'll start as a warmth in your throat. A warmth that'll blossom out as it spreads through your body and mind until you start feeling that need begin to burn in you. Don't worry. I've diluted it enough that it shouldn't drive you completely mad. It'll just make you more receptive. I'm looking forward to finding out just how receptive I can make you. After all, you're my favorite, and you deserve to be so specially treated, don't you, sweet little thing? you're the fucking experiment now, little dear, and I'm happy to watch the results. There we go, just nurse that, suckle on it, that's it, lose yourself to the pleasure. Lose yourself to the potent aphrodisiac. Oh, I know. Something so sweet shouldn't be so delicious. Something so delicious shouldn't be so sweet. It has a way of looping into that warmth and pleasure pulsing through your mind, of burning itself into your consciousness, of making you lose control. I can already see you thrusting up against the air. I can already feel you trembling, squirming, losing track of what you were doing before. But that's okay. I want you to please me as much as I want to please you, sweet little dear. My favorite specimen. You know, maybe I'll start my own lab, and you can be my assistant. Or maybe you'll just be my prize display item. I'm not sure yet. But one thing's for sure. I think you're ready to take my tentacle, to take, and to feel, and to be fucked senseless, you silly little thing. Don't worry, I'll be gentle. A lot easier than the first time round, anyways. I've figured it out. I think I understand how you humans work. That's it. Goodness, you're getting good at suckling. You know, for me, every area can be erogenous. Every one of my tendrils, every one of me that you touch, every little bit. So when I start fucking you senseless, know that I'm getting just as much pleasure out of this tendril as I am from the one that's stuffed down your throat right now. I'm sure you're feeling mighty exposed and helpless. Aren't you? Well, maybe it's time I take the plunge, so to speak. Start rubbing that tendril against you. You feel it questing towards that opening. Yeah, that's it. Squirm, but know that you can't escape. Squirm, but know that you're mine. Squirm, and know that I get to tease you as long as I fucking want to. I will break you until there's nothing left of your mind at all, until all your thoughts have melted down into goo, into slime, into pleasure, into being mine. Let me push a little, tease a little, quest inward just a bit. Start to work myself in bit by bit. Let my tendrils squirm across you. Let my tendrils melt away your thoughts. Let that pleasure make its way into your body. Let me tease every last thought out of existence. Let me wrap and coil those limbs. Let me restrict and bind you. Let me unwind your mind. Let me break it down like a fucking chemical formula. And I'll solve you yet. I am the ultimate solvent, after all. There we go. Someone's starting to be ready to take all of me. I can tell that you're opening up to my suggestion. Let me push in. Let me start. Feel that tendril breach. Feel that tentacle enter. In and out. Bit by bit. And bit by bit. Oh, good. That's a nice specimen. Feel each thrust. Feel each moment of pleasure grow. Each pulse. Each delightful thrust as I fuck your brains out. Suckle on my tendrils, my tentacles. Feel me drip more of that burning aphrodisiac into you. Feel as I melt you just a little bit more. That's exactly it. Good. Oh, that's what I've been looking for. Yeah, I think you were the right choice for my specimen, my fixation. You know, I've always liked the way that you looked at me. It wasn't just the way you treated me. That look of fear and respect, even with all those safety precautions. It's still there. Even as your eyes are glazing over, even as your thoughts are melting away, even as I fuck your silly little brains out. Good. That's much better. Oh. Make me hungry. Takes everything I fucking have now to start melting you. But I guess I am, in a way, different than I usually do. But that's what makes this so beautiful. You're melting in your mind. You're melting with pleasure and ecstasy from every thrust, from every usage, from every passing, pulsing pleasure that I'm supplying you with. That's a good little experiment, my sweet little specimen. Take all of me, that's it. I'm gonna fucking force this entire tentacle into you. I'm sure you could fit a little bit more, can't you? Just a little bit more for me. I know you want to be good. That's it. Maybe another drop or two of that aphrodisiac. I know that I can get you to take a little bit more. A little bit more. Fuck me, that's exactly it. Yeah, good specimen. It's amazing that you're managing to thrust in that position. Amazing that you're managing to squirm so hard. This must be delightful. Must be pleasurable. Oh, Yes, what a good toy. What a good little specimen. Oh, that's it. Good job. Take all of me. Let's see how much more I can fit in here. I know I can get a little bit more. Open a little wider, too. Maybe you want to suck on my tentacle a little harder. I'm sure it's starting to feel good. I'm sure everything's starting to feel fucking good. Ah, good specimen. Thank you. I see that you're actually open to becoming something more than what you were before. There's hope for you yet. Glad I decided to save you. You were worth it, my sweet little dear. Fuck yes. I am good. That's it. That's it. Good. Fuck yes. I didn't think I'd be able to fit this much into you. It's honestly impressive that I got as much of my tentacle in there. That's gotta be, oh, a solid 2/3 of it. Oh, maybe just a little more. I know I'm going to. I can't fucking. Good job. Yeah. Good. Good toy. Good specimen. Good little fuckhole. See, I knew there had to be something in sex. Otherwise, what the fuck would you humans have it so much? I'm gonna keep you, and I'm gonna use you, and I'm gonna break you into a perfect little fuck toy, honestly. I always wanted a pet human, and you're proving that it's worth it. Worth it to keep you around. Oh, my sweet little thing, to use you, to make you mine. Oh, fuck me. Oh, that's it. That's exactly it. Good toy. Good toy. Let that pleasure build in you. Let it build until there's nothing left. Let it build until it overflows, until you're fucking me senseless and I'm fucking all that's left of you out. Oh, that's exactly it. Good toy. Good little fucking receptacle. I think I might just let you have some more aphrodisiac for that. Oh, I didn't think I was gonna come from fucking you senseless. But it turns out that you're actually pretty good at taking all that I have to give. Here, have another dose of aphrodisiac as a warm reward. I'm sure it'll help make you even better for round two. That or it'll break your mind, but, well, I mean, the only way to find out is if I keep dosing you, right? Here, I'll let you down. Let you relax for a moment. Pull in as I slide my slime over you. As that goo expands and drips across your body, enveloping you from your feet to your ankles, from your wrists to your forearms. As I slide up and around you. As I pull you in and engulf you for a nice little bit of cuddling. That's a good little sample. You did so good for me. So proud of you for taking as much as you did. Oh, it feels so good. I really did get to indulge, didn't I? Such a wonderful little sample. Good. Oh, let me snuggle you close. Don't worry, you'll recover eventually. I didn't give you enough aphrodisiac to completely ruin you, but I'm sure you'll probably be squirming for hours to come. Well, you've already come, but you'll be coming again for hours, I suppose. Oh, so nice and warm. Let me just squeeze you tight and hold you. Engulf just a little bit more. Massage and gently, tenderly squirm across you. Feel my warm engulfing grip encompassing you. Drift, sweet little darling. Drift and recover. There's more yet to be done. Let your mind float. Let your body become weightless. Let your thoughts go far and stray. Let your ideas become crystallized once more as you drift into that dream. Lose track of time, lose track of space, lose track of wherever you might be. Good. That's it. I know you can't wait to come back. But for now, drift. Breathe deep, let yourself collect back once more in the world that we left, knowing that you need only take the memories and nothing more from our delightful little experience. Drifting now towards consciousness, towards that waking place once more, letting yourself become centered, letting yourself become present. Good, that's exactly it. One, drifting up. Two, more and more. Three, feel your body. Four, five, stretch. Six, seven, let your own thoughts resolve.